Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting third. The right fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. Swift throws to second to catch Baker, and Berry lets the ball get by him into the outfield. That's an error on Berry. There goes Baker. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. Berry moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caris Quell takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Caris Quell moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike McCormick now playing center field. Dave Philly now playing right field. Marv Rickert now playing left field. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Callaway moves to second. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive into left field. Rickert picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rickert. Groth scores. Callaway scores. Trout moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trout scores. Berry moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Luis Aloma now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Rickert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Aloma. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive. McCormick throws the ball into Massey, who tags Evers trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kell scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aloma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a pop-up towards short. Karis Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. Baker moves to second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trout strikes out. 2 outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Berry reaches second base with a double. Swift moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 3 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Massey strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry pinch hits for Howie Judson. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.